Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to I Don't Know Thursday Talk Time. Boys, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Samuel.
Hello, Samuel. Now we're going to sit and wait for this other man.
Doing math right now.
Oh, he's thinking real hard. All right. We got Isaac in the other seat. And then actually behind us, we have Kieran today.
Hello. I'm going to be your fact checker today.
He's our fact checker today.
He's going to be ignored.
He's going to be ignored.
Hey, can you pull DuckTales up on that computer for me?
He's got a little laptop open on the back desk we have in here.
Can we get some Subway Surfers gameplay over there?
Can I get Minecraft Parkour? I can't see it. I'm facing away.
Pretty upset.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have Disney Plus up on my laptop.
Can we get a projector in here?
A projector?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Don't pay for Disney Plus.
I already do.
Maybe.
I don't think we can endorse piracy on air.
No, we can't.
It's not stealing if they're not making money from it.
You just said do it.
I'm not endorsing piracy. I just told you to pirate it.
So the studio is not affiliated with our opinions and ideals.
I'm not telling anybody on air to pirate anything.
Don't pirate things, people.
Isaac himself is currently endorsing piracy.
Yeah, I'm downloading stuff at home.
Oh,
my computer is downloading a boat. Pirating stuff.
I'm sailing the seven seas right now. I don't know what you're on about.
He downloaded a house.
I'm not paying $600 for Photoshop.
You're not. You wouldn't download a car, would you?
Yeah.
I think he's.
You know why they stopped showing that ad?
Because people would actually download cars.
You know why they stopped showing that ad? Because the music they used for it was pirated.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, actually it was. Yes.
They used in that.
That is true. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh my gosh.
Our fact checker in studio has said yes.
True.
Bless you. Did you just fall?
A little bit. I tried to adjust myself down a little bit, but
you pulled the little lever on the seat, just fell.
Yeah, I just kind of fell all the way down. Anyways, Gabe.
Hello.
Hi.
What are we going to talk about?
So I didn't really have anything to start us off.
I have something to talk about.
You have something to talk about?
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'6" and a half, 5'7".
Tiny little baby. Look at this.
Ooh.
He has keys. He pulled them out. Jingle jangle. Pearman, are you enticed by said keys?
Just a little bit.
Okay. This is Subway Surfer. We'll give him fistfuls of keys. Why did my mic get all sparkly all of a sudden?
I don't know. It's been that way for a little bit.
Right.
Just keep talking.
The ghost in studio is currently touching my microphone.
Yeah.
Blessing me.
Granting you special powers.
Special powers of slightly lowered quality.
Yeah.
That's such a great power.
I love staticified superpowers. They're amazing.
If you had a superpower and only one superpower, it can't be a combination of superpowers. It can only be one. So you can't be Superman with super strength and super speed and super flight and all that. You only get one power. What would that power be?
Change the probability of things happening.
Ooh, gambling. I love my luck-based powers. That's actually really cool. I'm not going to lie.
You could change the probability of him falling when he jumps, you know, start taking off. That's a very, I'm not going to applaud you for that one, but I am going to give you a thumbs up. You get one thumbs up.
Bird just left me unheard.
Yeah. Yep. Seems like it.
I'm not replying to that one because it's too hard for me to think about and comprehend right now.
If I was to have a superpower, what would it be? There's a lot of them. There's too many powers. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
I'm going to try not to sneeze.
Do you want pineapple, 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 pineapple. You can't sneeze if you think about pineapples. Pineapples.
Oh, that hurts.
You're welcome.
Oh, that hurts.
Yep. Watermelon does the same thing, too.
Dude, I hate when that happens so much. Oh, my gosh.
It's not worth the fact check.
It's not worth the fact check. I turned to Kieran. You made eye contact with me and just said no. Nope.
He's not going to type in, does saying pineapple keep you from sneezing?
Why my pineapple make me not sneeze?
Why does my watermelon make me not sneeze?
How many watermelons does it take not to sneeze?
At least two.
I thought it was only one. Thinking about one watermelon, I can't sneeze anymore. I'm not... never mind, I take it back. I might have had the vaguest sensation of a sneeze.
The moment you thought of a watermelon?
Yeah.
It's kind of like an inverse effect, then.
No.
If you think about watermelon when you don't have to sneeze, you're going to sneeze. But if you think about watermelon when you are going to sneeze...
But if you keep thinking about watermelon, you cannot sneeze. So it's like a paradox. You're thinking about a watermelon and you kind of have that sensation, but you can't sneeze because you're thinking about the watermelon?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 7:52 in the morning.
My board clock says it's 7:54 and 12 seconds. 13 seconds, 14 seconds.
Are you going to start counting the seconds?
No,
for the
I am
on
not. But we should count down the seconds until our marathon tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, buddy. I'm so excited.
That was a smooth, delectable transition.
Mm-hmm. You guys excited?
No.
No?
I'm scared.
What?
I got to come in here, sit here for 12 plus hours.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Right? I have to go to work like halfway through.
Oh.
Aw.
You're I'll leaving
have to,
us.
Like, get up and I'll leave. I have to go to. It's just Panini's, though, so I can bring some pizza back.
Hey, ooh. Pizza.
Pizza for dinner? Heck yeah.
Do you want help? I'll come to Panini's with you.
Yeah.
You're going to pick up a shift?
I'll just pick up the pizza.
But anyways, Gabe.
I'll hold it for you.
You should pick up a shift.
Do you mind telling me?
It's going to be a Friday night. We're going to need help in the back.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to inform the people what the marathon is about?
Okay.
And what we do it for?
Yes, I can do that. Ladies and gentlemen, the marathon is a marathon. We play radio for 24 hours. It's not like we don't already do that, but this time it's special because it's both our anniversary and students are going to be in studio controlling that radio all day.
And
call the station.
And night.
And
you don't need to say anything. Just call it.
It's
call,
our
call it.
They
wait
call
for
us?
Somebody to pick up and then hang up.
Oh, they're supposed to call us a bunch too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get.
Call us.
We're going to get.
You want the phone number? I can't read.
Oh, that's the request line.
Where is it?
317-244.
Yeah, that's the request line. That's.
No, wait.
That's,
so what's our.
There's different phone numbers.
Never mind. We'll give you the phone number tomorrow.
Okay.
Can we make a promo for the phone numbers? Did we already do that?
No.
Ooh.
We'll do that.
Listen,
can
we'll
do
tell
that today?
Not yet.
Oh.
Okay.
He said
so,
no.
The numbers thing, that's entirely for when the marathon happens, because when that happens...
Do we just rent phones?
Yes. We'll have a bunch of, like,
temporary
phones. We
steal the entire schools.
No, that's not what happens. So we get a bunch of numbers, not a bunch of numbers, a bunch of phones, and there will be a prize number that people can call in on.
Okay, right.
So when, during the marathon, we each hour we'll be giving away a different prize, we'll play a tune, people can call in. And if they say they heard the tune, then we give them the prize. If they're the first one. If you're the second one, you're a little late.
Is it like a time-based thing? Does it have to be right after the tune is played? Or is it just like, well, I think I heard it?
Yeah, it has to be after the tune is played.
Okay.
Like, someone can't just call in randomly and be like, I heard a tune. No, you can't do that. We can see the ways that you try to deceive us.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to get robbed if we... Like, do that, though.
Get...
I feel like there has to be some kind of verification process, you know? Like, full name, mother's maiden name, social security number.
We are not stealing people's information,
information
just so that we can give them a prize.
Your first pet's name, the city that you were born in.
But, no, it's going to be fun. We get to play 2 days straight of music throughout the years, just kind of showing appreciation to student radio. We get a... Hand out prizes, have some interviews.
How about you appreciate us, ladies and gentlemen?
I do appreciate you. Oh, you're talking to the listeners.
I was talking to the listeners. You can appreciate me too, Paramount.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
I appreciate Isaac. I don't appreciate fact checkers, though. They disqualify my misinformation.
He's currently looking at court stuff.
Oh.
Brown versus the Board of Education.
Yep, doing a history project.
History project in the back. So while he's not fact-checking us.
We got a lot of multitasking in the studio right now.
Oh, dude, I feel so bad for my history class because we're doing a project for my history class. And the... Here, cut my mic for a second.
Okay, wait, hold on. Which mic is your mic? Is this one it?
I think so.
That was it?
Yep, he's two.
All right. Yeah. Are you ready? You might want to point it up at your face, though. Like that? Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's perfect. All right, go.
So we're doing a history project. And I feel really bad for my class because I got George Bush
there you go.
For my group.
Right.
And so there's like 12 slides in the PowerPoint, except I'm doing the Desert Storm ones.
Wow.
So half of them are just Desert Storm facts.
Yeah.
Because I'm just really into it.
Right.
Mm. Can you do a George Bush impression? Because I can't.
I'm not going to do a
George Bush.
Who's George Bush?
The president of the United States?
Which one?
Former president of the United States.
Which one? Give me a number.
They give you a number? I don't remember which number he is.
In the 2000s.
Yeah, early 2000s.
I'm not that old.
Neither am I.
I wasn't around for Bush. Maybe I was.
Were you? Well, when were you born?
I didn't have consciousness before then.
Well, like, you were in 06.
Yes.
I was in 05.
Yes.
You were in 06 as well, weren't you?
Oh, I thought he was 07.
No. Does this man look like he was born in 07?
He looks like he could bench my car.
You look like an adult, and it's terrifying sometimes. I'm going to be honest. To know that you're younger than me.
Isaac, do you think they'd stop you from walking in the casino?
No.
Okay.
They'd probably give him an odd look and then go back to work.
Yeah, I think with enough confidence, with enough my chest puffed out.
Enough swagger in your walk.
If I hand you a $23 bill, can you please go gamble it for me?
A $23 bill?
What are you talking about?
Is counterfeiting?
If you show me a $23 bill right now.
They can't stop me for counterfeiting if I bribe them with my $47 bill.
My $10 billion bill?
My $16.5 bill?
Slips them a piece of green paper with...
I'm gonna hand
just a smiley face.
Bills are not real. The only result that I got was an AI-generated image. There is, however, a $3 bill.
Somebody punch him in the back of the head.
What's he on about?
I don't think that's real.
No, it's not.
$3 bills are fake.
$2 bills are real.
They were real.
Yeah, and they're legal currency. You can use $2 bills.
Legal tender.
But they're extremely rare, so...
Kieran should call the phone so that we could put him on the air, too.
We'd have studio echo. We shouldn't do that. That's
it'd
bad.
Be kinda, we can make echo. Him sit out in the main room. I wouldn't want to do that to him, but it'd be kind of funny.
It would be difficult. I wouldn't do that.
Can we try that during the marathon?
I don't. Maybe. I
get somebody
think,
in Studio D.
I would not advise it.
Something about Super Smash Bros.
I'd
you
rather,
still have it?
No.
Wow.
I don't like Super Smash Bros.
I have it on my 2DS.
Fair enough. What's your favorite fighting game?
I don't like fighting games.
You don't? That's
personally, I'm an
upset.
FPS enjoyer.
No, I play FPS, I play Fortnite. Every fighting game the exact same, so I don't like them.
You just smash the buttons?
Yeah, because that's all you're supposed to do.
What about you, Gabe? Favorite fighting game?
I think I like fighting our listeners on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Only hands?
Only hands. Actually, it's only my voice.
Yeah.
I start screaming at people as soon as they start knocking on doors.
You just start punching the mic.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Gabe, it's a nice piece of equipment. No.
What are you talking about?
But seriously, though.
This is a very... Wait, what?
Favorite fighting game. Which one is your favorite?
Fortnite?
That's not a...
I don't have one in mind. I think Smash Bros. Because I played it the most. But, like, there's plenty that I haven't played at all.
Mm. Minecraft Hunger Games?
Does that count?
I'd count it.
Can we count that?
2 points.
Two points,
Isaac.
2 points to Isaac.
Do we have a notepad?
No.
He has no place to
leave. We had one in this room, but...
Kieran, can you keep track of points for me?
I will open up a note.
Thank you.
Hold on. We got some dysfunctional note...
He's working on it for me.
Note keeping. Anyways.
Thank you.
Points for who?
Right now, Isaac and Pearman.
Yeah.
Isaac has one thumbs up and 2 points, and Pearman has nothing.
Gabe... The microphone.
I'm talking to our hit, not quite co-host because he's not talking on air. Kieran, who's
it's difficult for the mic to pick it up.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hi.
Hey,
I'm back. No longer talking to our in-house resident Kieran, who may or may not be on a little laptop in the back of the room again.
Mm-hmm. Still, he's keeping data on us.
He is
keeping track and making sure we're in line.
I'm auditing you.
Yep,
being audited.
That's exactly what's happening right now. But
oops.
Yeah,
I can't be audited. I already faked my death and moved to Panama.
With your dad or with me?
Alone.
Oh.
Alone?
He left me. I'm kind of sad.
Fake my death and move to Mesopotamia?
I'm going to fake my death and move to Pangaea.
To Pangaea? Dude. I could...
Going back in time. Before the turkey... was on the menu.
We're going back in time to the first Thanksgiving.
To get turkey off the menu.
I don't remember when they did it, but did you guys hear that they found a new stone tablet for the Epic of Gilgamesh?
The Epic of Gilgamesh?
They can hear me. I can see that it can hear me.
It's
I'm looking at the levels right now. I know that it hears me.
Right, hold on, calm down.
Your face is like this. It is
so don't face Pearman. Look at me. Look me in the eye.
Sounding on air.
Nah, I can see it.
Listen, Isaac. Isaac, you have to understand, the microphone, it picks up, but it's bad.
It should be able to pick up if I'm turned slightly to the right.
That's your face is like cardioid, your mouth versus is here, polaroid. The mic is over here.
It should be able to hear me fine.
It is not a good sound.
It's the pattern that the mic is using to pick you up. I can hear it in my
own headset. I think it sounds fine.
You can hear your own.
I can hear my own voice too.
I can. It's. I'm.
Isaac, do me a favor.
Can hear it fine.
Do me a favor. All right, I'm gonna turn your mic off. You're gonna move it, scoot it towards Pammy. Yeah,
let me move it in a way that's more efficient.
Thank you. Okay, he's moving. Wow. Wowee. That works great. All right. Perfect. Splendid. All right, there you go.
All right. Where were you now? The Epic of Gilgamesh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They found a new they found a new part to the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Mm. I forgot. Who's Gilgamesh?
I think he was a guy in the Bible. Was he in the Bible?
I don't think so.
Let's see. Am I off?
So the Epic of Gilgamesh is like this ancient Mesopotamian... guy.
Who's Mesopotamia?
Well, I figured he was just some dude, but like,
can you give me Mesopotamia?
So, like,
lore?
in the Middle East, there it was the Fertile Crescent where like people originally started making towns and cities and all right. that.
The Epic of Gilgamesh is an epic poem for ancient Mesopotamia.
Hold on, wait.
Hold on.
Kieran,
come over here to the microphone so that you don't sound like a mumbled mess on air.
The Epic of Gilgamesh is an epic poem from ancient Mesopotamia. The literary history of Gilgamesh begins with five Sumerian poems about Gilgamesh, king of Uruk, some of which may date back to the third dynasty of Ur. It's written between 2100 and 1200 BC.
Wow. That is an old story.
Yup.
Thank you, Mr. Fact Checker.
No problem.
Thank you, Senior Auditor. We will be sure to keep a note of that.
I will not.
That's neat.
I will be taking your taxes soon.
Uh-oh.
No, you will not.
I need those for later.
What are you going to use those taxes for later, Gabe?
To pay off my debts.
Or you could use them to...
Who's the guy that made Gangnam Style?
Psy?
Yeah, I need to pay him off.
Huh?
Huh?
What did you say? You can't, dude. What?
I just threw out a random name. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't even hear what you guys were talking about.
I didn't even know what you said.
Oh, I said Markiplier.
What did Gabe say?
I don't know.
I owe the guy who did Gangnam Style money.
Sigh. Why?
Because I did Gangnam Style a few too many times. He's collecting on his debts.
His debts, dude.
I need my taxes to pay him off. Otherwise, I'm screwed.
Does that guy still make music? I haven't even checked.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, hold on. Fact checker.
Can you see if Psy is still working?
See if he's still making music. I want to know. I'm sorry. I have not checked. I have not checked in with that man in a while.
Me and him haven't talked in a minute because I owe him money and I'm too scared to face him.
Just give him a call one day.
In fact, since Gangnam Style, Psy has released three studio albums.
Three albums.
Right, let's see.
What's the most recent thing he's done?
And how recent?
How recent? Like in terms of years, and could you scream it into the microphone?
Can you just scream it really loud?
His last album was 2022.
22. Okay.
So it's been 2 years.
It's been okay.
What was the album before then?
Was it a single?
2010.
Okay, Ouch. It's been a hot minute.
Wait.
Hold on.
His next album comes out tomorrow.
Sorry. 2017. Okay.
2017. Okay. Never mind.
Next album drops tomorrow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. At midnight.
Do you think maybe he'll keep chasing my debts?
He'll during the marathon
with hit single, yeah. Gabe, you owe me money.
Listen, Psy won't be coming to collect your debts. However, I will be doing it for him.
Aw.
Oh, he hired you? Is that why we're getting audited?
Yeah, I'm your
auditor.
Who let this man in studio?
I'm your auditor, but I'm also Psy's personal hitman.
Listen, Kieran, you're no longer allowed on the marathon if you're going to just be stealing our money.
Too late.
Too late?
I think we might be broke.
Uh-oh.
He might have just robbed us.
Kieran, is that why...
I have $7 in my bank account. He can rob me all he wants.
Thanks for the 2 million, suckers.
Wow, okay. Studio is now in debt.
We're in debt to Kieran.
Brother thinks there's $2 million anywhere near this place.
$2 bajillion.
Two gazillion.
I've checked my bank account.
They should
I have $34
more beers than Peters again.
We are not They should not drop Morbius in theaters.
Absolutely should. We should trick them again. Maybe that would give them the hint to stop making bad Spider-Man movies.
Morbius is not Spider-Man.
Morbius is a Spider-Man villain. That's literally the whole
Morbin time, bro.
Wait, Morbius is a... Hold on, come over here and start speaking, because I want to hear...
Morbius is a Spider-Man villain.
I did not know that.
The whole point of Sony's Marvel movies are to set up a Spider-Man universe, but they're bad.
It's Morbin time, bro.
I'm going to have to cut you off there.
I want the Fortnite cinematic universe, please.
I need you both to
explain the lore.
There's plenty of lore.
Yeah, I know there is. Explain it.
I
didn't ask you to tell me whether or not there was lore. I told you to explain it to me.
Do you want me to explain
it? Put it in Fortnite terms.
We're not doing this right now.
Put this in Fortnite terms for me.
Next step. Well, you know what? On the marathon, I'll make a segment where I explain the Fortnite lore to everybody.
Give me Fortnite lore. 2 hours condensed.
15-minute segment where I just talk about Scoobity Toilet?
No. Not here, not anywhere.
Let's get Gen Alpha Brain Rot on air.
The lore.
Please,
the logic.
No.
So they're toilets, right?
I already have a guy in speech class that talks about it all the time.
Widowy?
Yeah.
Widowy?
I'm going to.
He's Widowy. What are we talking about? Skibbity Toilet?
I'm going to. I'm about to make us spend all the money we've collected for the marathon on damages. For what I'm about to do to you.
Hospital bill.
I'm going to attack you, Isaac. I swear.
We have that on. We got that recorded. Don't worry, Isaac. It'll stand up in court.
Fried chicken.
What?
What?
Huh? I'm so confused. I'm confused and angry. I'm going to...
Yeah, give him another point.
I'm so confused and angry. I'm not going to discuss...
Give Pearman a point, though, too.
I'm just spitting
anything.
Out random stuff.
You're just spitting out and spewing random words. I'm not.
I'm kind of digging it though.
I'm not even sure.
Like,
I'm not sure if
he's
you're just
rocking
spewing
it.
Normal information. I'm angry and upset.
Okay.
Went to AutoZone the other day.
Ooh. Congratulations.
Can you buy me brakes?
Buying a turkey and motor oil.
Used or unused motor oil?
I didn't ask.
Dog.
Did you just ask them what oil would be the best for frying my turkey? Walk in.
What could I... What
sigh.
Kind... Huh?
Just walk in.
Walk in, set my used battery on the counter. Ask them where the nearest body of water is.
They point to the restroom. Over there to the left.
How many batteries are in your AutoZone bathroom? Would you say? He put 5 of his car batteries in the AutoZone bathroom.
Oh, car batteries? No.
Oh, yeah, car
batteries.
Just batteries. We're talking about car batteries.
Just double A?
No.
Huh?
D?
D-cell.
D-cell batteries. Those are kind
of
big.
I took the lithium battery out of my Tesla and put it in a toilet. I don't have a Tesla.
My Xbox controller died, so I had to take the double A's out the Tesla.
We were just about to go on a summer drive, too.
Well, it's only 2 double A's down. It'll drive fine.
Everybody knows that when your controller runs out of battery, you just steal them from the other controller, and then you leave whoever picks up the controller.
I steal them out of...
What?
I steal the local batteries out of... What do I steal them out of? I don't know what would be the funniest thing. I steal them out of somebody's hearing aid.
Those are very tiny batteries.
They are very tiny, but they work very well on
the Xbox controller. 2 controllers with a Tesla battery.
What?
Wow. That'll explode.
I plugged my Oculus Quest 2 into my Tesla for unlimited battery.
I hooked my Oculus Quest up to my car battery. Unfortunately,
I am in Ready Player One.
What's that one, like, super-powered, like, generator? What's it called?
Frozone?
No, it's... It's like a massive generator battery.
Nuclear power.
No, it's got an actual name.
Simpson.
No, stop. I'm trying to actually think of it.
A giant battery?
It's like a... It's like a generator.
Super power generator.
I don't remember what it was called, but now I can't
something
remember.
Something collider?
No, it's not a super collider. It's a...
Is it a battery?
It's a...
Hey, no slamming on the table!
You are making me upset, Gabe. Stop spewing words at me so I can actually think.
Okay, so I googled superpowered generator, and the first thing that came up is random superpower generator. Power up your character with superpowers.
That's not what
Give us a superpower.
Okay. No.
Hit me with one whole superpower.
Let's I want a randomly whole, generated one.
One whole superpower.
I'm looking it up.
Bro, with
you
the
guys,
sun out.
You guys are not helping me at all in this situation.
Look to my left and bro is whipping
Super
up a device.
Super sense of touch. Detect the faintest details and textures when touching something.
Ultra autism.
Can you mute my mic for a minute?
You want to mute your mic? You don't get to talk anymore.
So she could finally feel it.
Huh? What's wow. going on?
Okay. All right, Isaac. No more. You're going to finger wag on that one.
Subtract 1 point from Isaac.
He's a naughty fellow.
I can't find the generator I'm thinking of.
Think
I'm so upset right now.
Was it the one from Flash?
No.
The Flash?
No, what it's not. It.
Oh, the, Super. The Flash is the power source for my pirate ship.
Do you just have him running a wheel?
Put him in a hamster wheel, yeah.
Yeah, we cut a hole in the very bottom of the ship, and he holds two really big stakes that are connected to the rest, and he just runs on the water.
You ever seen The Incredibles?
No.
Jack. No.
Dash.
Dash. Jack's the baby. Jack,
yeah,
Jack.
Jack, Jack.
Yeah, there's a scene in the first Incredibles.
That scene is so stupid. They should have just shot it.
Hey.
I'm gay.
Okay, wow.
That's what they were doing the entire time. They were firing at this, like, 12-year-old that was running.
There's a scene in the first Incredibles where Elastigirl turns into a boat and Dash just starts running to move very quick.
Oh, that's what
yeah.
you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know
Am
it.
Am I supposed to turn Isaac down? I'm trying to get Kieran up on
No, I'm telling you to turn him down because, like, we can hear him fine, and
yeah.
it's picking up well on the microphone. You had it cranked up. We were here.
Yeah, because he's sitting all the way back there normally.
Yeah?
I'm so confused.
Is that so?
I'm giving Isaac another point for confusing Sam again.
There you go.
I'm lost.
Sam.
Sam, I'm subtracting a point.
You don't get no points. We're taking them away.
Gabe, you don't have anything on this board.
I'm the one who's leading the show. I don't need points.
Gabe gets 4 points.
I get 4 points. Yay!
I have no idea how this point system
Gabe
works.
Gabe loses 4 points for celebrating.
I lost my points. Well, that's really unfortunate. Oh, we got a vigorous wave out of Isaac. I think
he
somebody's
just nodded at me.
Wow.
He didn't even bother waving back.
Okay.
Give him a thumbs down, please.
I don't know. What are we talking about, man?
Give Isaac a point for not being awful. Please.
Isaac gets another point.
Thank you.
Sam loses his last point.
I'm losing my mind. What's happening?
I'm gonna
We've not had a
stealing street signs.
What are we talking about?
What? My street signs? No. How will I know where to turn? Guess.
Yes.
Flip a coin. Do I take
That's
a left
how you
here?
Do your taxes.
That is how you do your taxes. You just take a very educated gamble.
I'm gonna just start taking stoplights.
Okay, that one's a party foul. I need those to not get into a horrible accident involving three other parties.
Have you guys seen how big a stoplight is?
They're actually kind of sizable, you know?
Yeah, they're like 5 foot tall.
Yeah, they're about the size
like
of
five
Sam.
Something.
Sam, you're about as
actually,
big as a
no,
stoplight.
Actually, no, I think Pearman would be smaller than a stoplight.
Okay.
Okay, that's rude.
No, I'm being serious. I'm pretty sure you're smaller than a stoplight. Those things are huge.
How many stoplights are Sam? How many stoplights inside of a trench coat do you think Sam could... Ooh, how big is that?
Oh, it's taller than a truck. It's taller than all of us.
It's taller than us.
Well, no, wait, that's a four-light
Maybe
stoplight.
You guys...
Well,
That's
there's
a,
four a
light.
Lot of stoplights.
Part of three light.
What's the difference between the four light and the three light?
Four wow. light is four taller.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's got an extra light on it. It's going
to
be taller.
What does the extra light even do?
It's for like...
It tells you to turn.
Yeah. See, there's your standard stoplight. Three lights. It's about... It's sizable. Four
it's
light
about...
Is,
about your,
4 feet tall, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're
taller
unfortunately... Yeah.
I'm taller than the stoplight.
Barely.
Barely.
You got a foot
He's
and 7 inches.
Two.
And 3/4.
His feet aren't even touching the ground.
He's kicking his legs. Pearman, we should get you a tricycle.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, this is Fact Checker Kai. Sam is exactly the size of Frodo Baggins.
No! No! Nuh-uh! I am not...
Sam, unfortunately, You are Bilbo Baggins.
I'm Bilbo Baggins. Yeah, he went on many adventures. I'll take that one.
But he was a very small fellow who hid in the hole.
He was a very small fellow. But he did go on adventures.
I never watched or read those books because they were too long to start.
I didn't read the books. I watched the movies. Those are not good.
I sat there for like 20 minutes and it was just a little like tea party. And I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to watch this anymore.
I watched all of them.
You don't
have my intention within the first 15 seconds of me pressing select.
That's
on
why
a movie.
I hate ad, or like the credits in the beginning. You get this 20-minute credit scene where it's like everybody involved. I'm just like, I love to see the movie, please.
I've been watching spaghetti westerns. The most killer part is the first 10 minutes of the movie being no dialogue, no action, just one dude on a horse for freaking 10 minutes through the intro sequence.
Listen, man,
give Isaac 1 point.
You gotta wait through the credit part. You just do. And then you watch.
If he's riding a horse, I'd say it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Put it on like 4x speed.
And then
You guys just have no like attention span.
Pointing out my ADHD.
I'm okay if there's like something going on, if it's important to the story later. But if it's just 10 uninterrupted minutes of nothing happening. Not watching.
What happens at the end of movies? There's like 10 uninterrupted minutes of nothing
happening. Yeah, that's when I stop watching.
Yeah. No, you skip to the little clip after
the movie. When the movie's over and then they do that little like climax thing where nothing actually happens and they don't say anything of importance, don't watch it. I'm out. Done.
I go to the bathroom.
I've seen the good part.
You guys just don't have an attention span.
I don't like sitting.
Thank you.
I don't like sitting still for 2 hours.
My skibbity toilet.
I'm going to leave.
I don't like sitting still for 2 hours.
That's fair. Yeah.
Just sitting there doing nothing.
This is
not
because
I don't have an attention span. It's because that's boring.
Fair enough. But you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
But nothing's going on for the first 10 minutes of the movie.
You can skip the first 10
minutes. About halfway through, there's a 30-minute lull in the action where there's nothing going on. And at the end, there's like 20 minutes. There's like 15 minutes of action in my 2-hour movie.
That's why I throw Minecraft parkour in a little like window inside window thing floating around on my TV so I can put it down at the bottom left-hand corner.
Play Fallout New Vegas.
Let me open up my hit game Fallout New Vegas while I'm watching this very slow and dramatic movie.
I am hoping with every ounce in my body that is not what you do. Because I believe you.
Normally
I believe you.
I might turn it on like 2x speed.
I have a quad monitor set up, so I have a bunch of things going on.
I watched Dawn of the Planet of the Apes for the first time while I was playing Fortnite.
I watched the first Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie while playing Fortnite.
I don't. How? How do you
multitasking?
That's not
baby.
Multitasking.
I split my attention. I got a victory royale while watching.
Yeah, you watch the movie until you get into a fight, then you pause the movie when your fight, and then
I didn't
you resume
pause
the movie.
I was actually streaming the movie for other people while playing Fortnite.
Okay, that's different. See, you gotta elaborate those things, Gabe.
Movie at the same time.
In Minecraft, guys, this is in Minecraft because I just kind of maybe incriminated myself just a little. You're not supposed to stream media over the internet that you have.
We pirated the Puss in Boots movie, that Last Wish one, when it first came out. The day it came out, I went on 1, 2, 3 movies and pulled it out.
Oh, wait, we have a big TV in here.
It was good.
Yeah, it was great. It was eat. Except for, like, it was Russian at one point.
Yeah.
And it stopped being Russian. No. Like, I think that was just an issue with the version I was watching. Because, like, it stopped and then buffered for 15 minutes and then started playing again in Russian and then stopped and buffered for a couple minutes and then started playing again in English.
Because the first version of Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, to be uploaded to 1, 2, 3 movies was a combination English and Russian copy of it.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Really?
It had English audio and Russian audio, and when it buffered, it was known to switch between languages. This is a common problem on 1, 2, 3 movies. When it buffers, it cycles through language options.
I wish I could have gotten, like, German or something I could understand.
I love it when Puss in Boots starts speaking Russian to me mid-movie.
I set my Siege audio to German the other day.
Was it scary?
No, I just forgot about it until somebody threw a grenade.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
I couldn't hear anything over...
Because
I rushed. All of a sudden, yeah.
Granada.
Yeah, I rushed, so I couldn't actually hear anything because I was deaf from the second I entered the building until the second they killed me. Yeah. But then I switched to the only teammate that didn't rush, and he threw a grenade, and he
was speaking Russian?
Yeah, he was speaking German.
Yeah.
Yelled, Granada.
One of my friends... He switched his game audio to, like, French on accident, and he couldn't switch it back.
Yeah.
I don't remember what game we were playing, but, like, he's like, hey, can you understand, like, anything on the home menu screen? I was like, yeah, yeah, I can. Why? And he's like, it's in French, and I don't know how to switch it back.
One time I accidentally changed my Minecraft menu into Hindi.
Oh.
And that was a trip because I could not fix it.
You couldn't find the thing to switch it back.
I love doing that to other people, though.
I hate that.
That game, A Way Out.
Vaguely?
Okay, so basically the entire premise of the game is it's a co-op story game.
Right.
Where you and another person are like these two criminals that like escape from jail. Me and my friend played it one time, and he accidentally set it to Spanish at the very beginning. And then didn't realize what was wrong. Because the subtitles were in English. So we just played the game in Spanish until he sent me a game clip of a glitch. And I'm like, why is your game...
in Spanish.
Why is it in Spanish? And he's like, what do you mean? Why do you have your game set in Spanish? He's like, I don't understand the question.
I'm so confused. Why did you do this? This wasn't a choice by the people that made the game? Nope.
The game doesn't just normally start in Spanish? What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
Really?
I like it when my game starts speaking different languages to me. Because then I can't understand it. I wing it.
The super dub discourse for Minecraft's narrator is insane. I'm not even going to lie.
I need it subbed. I need it in my bottom right-hand corner telling me what's around me because I play mod packs with like horror stuff in it. So I will shiver my timbers if I don't know what's going on. You'll hear it.
Cavedweller.cavenoise.1.
Yes. No, I'm scared. There's something in the cave with me, and it's not just a normal cave noise.
It's a rabbit.
No, it's a cave.
Me and Pam are holding hands right now.
I'm scared.
Is it?
I didn't ask him if he wanted to.
That's another point for Isaac.
Yep.
That's not another point for Isaac.
Give Pam negative 1 points.
What? That's a thing? Why?
That's a fear point.
Why
right
are
there.
You doing? I'm scared.
Did you do the wave? Oh, you made him cry. Pam.
Grand.
Sam loses a point.
Yeah, that's right. Take another one away. Negative 2.
He also loses his one thumbs up.
Wow.
I don't even know what's
up. You lost your thumbs up, Pearman.
You didn't give me a thumbs up. You gave me a thumbs down.
I did.
Yeah. Now you have negative 2 thumbs ups.
What is that supposed to be?
Youch, dude. 2 thumbs down.
I don't know what's going
on. Boo. Do we have a boo sound effect?
Close enough.
Yeah. Some days we get there. Ooh, you were right behind me. Hello.
Yes, I was.
How's it going? Hello?
I'm so confused.
He's leaning in.
What are we talking about?
So, unfortunately, Sam has now minus 2 points and minus 2 thumbs up. Therefore, Sam is going to be taken out back. And we'll see what happens.
He gets to fight for his victory with Isaac. Meow. Isaac gets one extra special.
Actually, we have 18 Roman gladiators.
I don't need Whoa. Special anything. I think in a 1v1, me and Pearman are awfully
No, but because
matched.
You win, you get the extra. He gets a disadvantage because you get a team of 18
yeah,
gladiators.
Yeah, he was born with a disadvantage. He's short.
Hey.
He's born with a disadvantage.
We should get him
like how
stilts.
Tall are you, Pearman?
I'm 5'7".
Yeah. There you go. There's his disadvantage.
That is not...
How tall are you?
That's an inconsistency because at the beginning of the episode, Sam said he was 5'6".
I said 5'6 and a half, 5'7".
No.
He's
when I have
5'6 and
3/4".
Because I am 5'9".
He's a size 2.
Yeah, I'm shorter than you, Kieran.
Stand.
Yeah, it's a shoe size.
Stand. I'm not...
Stand.
We're not doing this on air.
Stand.
They're going to fight
not.
Each other.
Stand.
I am...
Stand.
I'm trying to...
Stand up.
I'm so...
Get up.
He's trying to get him to defend himself
stand.
And he's just not willing to commit to it.
Stand up.
I'm like 6'3".
I'm... 5. Listen, Kieran. I am literally just like
small.
2 inches smaller than
small.
Looks like they're about to kiss.
No, we were not.
Looks like they were sneaking in for a little peck on the lips.
That's cute.
Sam is a small man.
I am not.
So we've definitively said Sam is small.
Hey, the only reason that you're taller than him is because his head is round while yours is an oval. Because the only reason you're taller than him is because your head is longer.
Chiseled jawline and massive forehead.
Minus 3 points.
This is why we let Kieran
be. He can take as many points as he wants from me. His head's still tall.
Minus another
plus. Kieran, why your head
built like them thumb people from
Spider-Man? Are your shoulders dog?
I'd say more like the G-Man, to be honest. Mm.
The guy that turns invisible?
The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
He looked scary.
Yeah.
Who, G-Man?
Yes.
G-Man is an odd fellow.
Time.
Nice suit and tie, though. Freeman.
Did time?
That's one of his lines in Half-Life, too.
It is time.
I like to think that when Freeman talks, it's just a bunch of different gun noises.
I don't even think he does talk.
I think
he doesn't. He doesn't talk at all. I like to think when he does, it's just a bunch of different noises that his weapons would make.
I like to think that whenever he talks, he sounds like a Sims character with a deep voice.
No, because Sims
one of the adults from the Peanuts.
Gleeble deep dorp.
Fleeble deep.
Sheeble dope bye bye.
Speaking of
Glorpulop.
Oh no. Time to
Goomdopulous?
Stop. Stop Kieran. It. We can stop now. We can stop talking in Sims.
Get three people in a Discord call. You and one of the other people just talk in Sim to each other. Do not tell the third person this will be happening.
Speaking about not happening, ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer happening. Our time is up. We are being wound down.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go. Got a slow dive concert on Sunday.
I'm gonna wait for him to start turning off my mic so I can start screaming.
What about tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow?
We got the marathon.
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 Marathon tomorrow.
We're going to the marathon tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
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 Tomorrow. All day.
May
7.
What would that be? May
7?
35.
May what?
May 3rd and 4th.
May 3rd and 4th, ladies and gentlemen.
Starting at 7:35 tomorrow.
And that's it from us. Thank you and goodbye.
That's not it.